Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the JIG call on the 4th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Daniel Kalsev, Jane Dong, Edmund Chung, Jonathan Shear, and Avi Goria. We have apologies from Fad Batane, Yung Yung Lee, Mejana Tazik, Chris Dillon, and Bart Paswinkle. From staff, we have myself, Naki Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Natalie, and thank you, everyone, for joining. I'll jump right into it. I sent around a brief agenda with quite a number of items. I don't know how much we'll be able to get through today, but I guess I'll start off with a pretty quick update on the VIP work, which I guess have started again, and I wanted to touch on the charter adjustment that we talked about last couple of times, we'll spend the rest of the time on the universal acceptance item, which will lead into our working session in Toronto. Any items that people want to bring up before we get started? If not, I'll start with a quick update from the VIP discussions. There are two particular projects that are ongoing. One is, and both of which are related to the IDN variant TLD issue that this group is interested in. The two projects that are ongoing, one of which is the what is being called the label generation rules for the root. A conference call was held, and then a face-to-face meeting in L.A. At the ICANN offices was held a week or so ago. The main discussions there currently is about the the framework for creating label generation rule sets. How a variant label, a variant TLD, could be generated from applied for a TLD, and what parameters should be in place for different IDN language policies, essentially. I think there are going to be the current discussion is to have a couple of panels to evaluate the language and its variants, and then a secondary panel to check if there are any additional security or stability issues. I think there is going to be very likely some policy implications to what is being developed. It is still a little bit early for us to weigh in, I think, but in the implementation phase,
Edmund, this is Natalie. You're breaking up quite badly right now. It was quite hard to hear the last part of what you were saying.
Okay. If that's the case, I'll try to call right back in and see if it is better.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
I thought it was just me.
You thought it was personal.
Glad you said something.
Hello, this is Jen. Anybody could hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, so Edmund had to disconnect as his line was fairly bad. He's dialing in a few seconds, and we'll carry on then.
Okay, so it's not only me, right? See, so voice is quite low. Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll catch half of his what he said.
Natalie?
Yes?
This is Aubrey. I'll be dropping off at the half hour. I have a doctor's appointment to go to, so I figured I'd let you know.
All right, perfect. I'll know that. Thank you.
Already told Edmund on chat, but...
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello there, Edmund.
Hello? Okay, so is this better?
Yeah, that seems much better, yes or no.
Okay, so I'll pick up on one. I guess I'll just focus on one of the main items. I think there are a number of items from the VIP discussion that is likely going to have some policy implications, including the creation of the contemplated creation of different panels that will set the policies for the root zone on IDN, what IDN characters are allowed, and also what variant policies are allowed. So I think at this point for the JIG, which we are more focused on, I guess, policy aspects for GNSO and CCNSO, especially ones that are of common interest, at this point, we're probably there's not much need to weigh in, but we should keep our eyes out for, especially on some of the items that would have some policy impact. So that's the update. I wonder if there are any questions or comments. If not, I'll move on. On the second item is the charter adjustment. We brought this up last time, and also right after our meeting in Prague. Mainly the suggestion is to turn, because right now this group has a couple of things. One was it had a specific closure intended. And the other one is that it would produce reports on particular issues specifically. I think the main change that Jane and I talked about to move this group towards is to first of all, to sort of make it a ongoing group, and because we do see that at least two of the items, in fact, all three of the items, will be more long-term projects at ICANN, and I think it seems that this group is, that the function of this group can probably be better established to sort of assist staff in through the implementation process for all three issues that we have identified, and that will take another probably two years or so, or more. So I like to probably go back to the two councils to suggest that the intent of the working group to be changed a little bit in that sense. When we talked about it, I said I would go back and review the original charter again and see what adjustments need to be made. Since then, I have done that, and I guess what based on the charter that we currently have, it seems that the working mode of the group really is it is okay to continue. I mean the working, the purpose and the working and the structure probably does not have to change. What we would ask for the two councils to consider is to take take out actually the closure clause, or probably not necessarily to recharter the group, but because there is a window for the two councils when they agree to let the group continue. So I think probably the approach would be to go back to the two councils to say the work that we are working on is probably going to be a little bit more long term than what was originally envisioned, and to move it towards a direction where we would complete the three items at least unless other issues of common interest arise and we identify later. But at least complete the implementation before we close the group. That's one area. The other area is that we, in the last couple of years, we've been working sort of on a biweekly call basis. We've since last time we've tried to move to a monthly call. That also would be one of the changes proposed and. I think, and to meet face-to-face during ICANN meetings. That would reduce the amount of work required, and also instead of proactively producing the reports, we'll, as mentioned, ask, because we've started the initial report for the universal acceptance part, we'll complete it. But after that, we will be a little bit more reactive and watch the work from the staff teams to respond to or bring the attention to the two councils. So that was essentially the discussion, and also after looking at the existing charter, that's sort of the recommendation. So the recommendation is fairly simple. Would be to go back to the two councils, explain the current situation of the implementation for all the three items, and explain that the interest for the group to continue to provide guidance to the staff implementation teams, and also to oversee to look out for the implementation process, and instead of having a close date in mind. So, and to change a little bit the work pace of the group. So, with that, is there any thoughts, ideas? we disagree. Hearing none, I guess. Jane, I wonder if you're comfortable with that approach. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Jane.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, that's a conversation we had before, and also I think that should be an approach for our next step.
Okay, so basically I looked at the charter again, and I don't think there needs to be change. We'll go back to the two councils and ask for the continuation based on following through with the three items. Rather than pointing towards specific reports to be created. So, hearing no further discussion on this, I'll summarize what I just said back to the list, and I guess Jane and I will start to work on getting this message back to the respective councils.
Yeah. Edmund, Jonathan here.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. So who will liaise with the two councils on this matter?
Jane and I would be doing that as, I guess, the co-chairs. I'll mainly for the GNSO Council side, and Jane on the CCNSO Council side. I do understand, well, in fact, both of us are no longer on the respective councils, but I guess that doesn't stop us from liaising back to the council.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you for the question. Okay, so moving on to the third item, Bart sent along an information document, an informational flyer on the that is prepared by staff on the universal acceptance PLDs. Issue. Unfortunately, Bart couldn't join us today. I was hoping to get a little bit more context on what this is for. I guess it is for the upcoming meeting in Toronto. And I see that Todd had responded to it. I took a look at it, and I thought it was fairly generic. It's a pretty good summary of some of the things. I kind of feel that it seems to be targeting an audience that is already that already understands the issue. It seems to be, in a way, it seems to be targeting, sort of preaching to the choir. I was wondering what others thought, and perhaps this, we need to take this into account as we consider the work for our work on the universal acceptance part and suggestions or recommendations to ICANN of what to do. So I wonder if anyone has had a chance to take a look at it and what your thoughts are and, you know, what you think might be lacking or what might be good in the material.
Yes, Edmund, Jonathan here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think it is a very well structured and easy to read document, and I thought it may be an example of the type of information kit or guidelines that, you know, that will be produced arising from one of the recommended actions in the report. In summary, I thought it may just be an example of things that can be included in an information kit to promote universal acceptance. Anyway, I think the document, as you said, is preaching to the choir, but is quite useful as a demonstration of the type of information to be promoted or communicated.
Thank you, Jonathan. And I think the when I said preaching to the choir, I really meant if it's intended for Toronto, most of the people going to Toronto would probably already know about this. And I guess it's one of the suggestions, and we have talked about this quite a bit, and also we've seen it from some of the comments as well. We probably need to urge ICANN to try to take this further and proactively reach out to other parts of the internet community.
Yes, Edmund, I totally agree. I find this very useful, you know, for promoting the use of IDN TLDs as well.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. And I guess with that, there really isn't a lot to be added to the document. I think it's well done. But I guess that gives me a segue into our own document, which should summarize some of the things that we have been discussing for the last almost a year now. To get it in a set of recommendations that could be worked on by ICANN and the community. So. With that, unless there are any suggestions or thoughts on the particular document Bart sent along, I'll move to the draft final report on universal acceptance that I've sent along just an hour or so ago. Okay, so on that particular... In the particular draft, I put in very little information so that we can, focus our discussion on the recommendations that we will put out. It's a summary, basically, of what we have been discussing for the last little while, especially since the public comments went out, and we've received some of that coming in. So. I'll quickly go through the four that I've summarized, and I'd like to get people's thoughts on them in general. So, somebody wanted to speak up? Hello? No? Okay. So the four that I've sort of summarized, the first one, is the only item that might have some policy impact to it is to make it a requirement for IDN TLD operators to support universal acceptance of IDN TLDs in their own systems, and that includes the wherever appropriate, at least the name servers for the domains child hosts and contact information, is that applies to support IDN TLDs. That's the first one. The second one is to allocate budget for advocacy beyond just producing those information and toolkits to actually go out and spread the word. The third one is to ask for specifically to develop not just a information or materials, which we just saw from SAF that will be in Toronto, but also to have some kind of checklist or guidelines for new IDN TLDs coming in, because they may not be as aware of how to handle this and you know, going to the suffix list or preparing some information for their users and to how to explain to their users this issue. And number four is to, we talked about surveys or other types of studies, and also some suggestion on some additional services perhaps ICANN can provide on this particular subject, but that would require a lot more further studies on from staff, to be led by staff and to support the universal acceptance that's beyond just outreach and awareness. So these were the four that I was summarizing from our discussion. Wonder if anyone has any thought about it. Did I miss anything, or is any one of them something that we don't want to be included in, don't want to want to include in our set of recommendations?
Edmund, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be more important and direct for ICANN or related organization to go out directly to the internet application software developers, as well as maybe to IETF, just to make sure that they get first-hand information of universal acceptance and be trying to encourage or motivate them to, you know, upgrade their software to support that? Would that be actually the most effective way of making things happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's that would be part B, which is to, because right now, for the last 10 years, ICANN has actually done some work on this. Of course, during the time, it was much more passive. A toolkit was created, number of information was produced, but I think your suggestion is exactly where, and you know, I guess recommendation B is exactly for that, to allocate budget and actually do it. I think we should probably not just say allocate budget, but also to actually implement instead of a passive sort of way right now, which ICANN produces those materials, but haven't really gone out to the, as you mentioned, internet application developers and different forums to promote this the awareness of this issue. So we'll expand a little bit more on the detail part, but I wonder if B is what you're saying, or we should make some changes in the direction for that.
Oh, that's okay, Edmund. Yeah, it is not apparent from the brief description of B, but I totally agree. We can easily make that, you know, part of point B, and yeah, that should work.
Okay. Any other parts? I wonder if Avery is still on. Please, go ahead.
For part or point C, do we, or are we saying that ICANN will develop those materials, or will be some other groups or parties doing that?
I was suggesting I can to do so. I guess it could be with participation from the community.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah, it does.
Okay. I wonder if Avery's still on and whether you might have any thoughts or suggestions on these.
Edmund, this is Natalie. Avery dropped at 1:30. He had an appointment.
Ah, okay. So for others on the call, and Jane as well, I wonder if these four items seem to encapsulate what we've talked about before. Jane, if you think this. You're speaking, you're on mute. Jane, are you on the call?
Edmund, this is Natalie. Yes, Jane's line is still muted. She's back. There we go. Jane, if you speak now, we should be able to hear you.
Well, Jane, if you would like to hear from you, but since we are maybe having some technical difficulty here, I guess that sort of brings me to the end of the discussion, actually. I was hoping to first get a sense of, whether these four encapsulate what we wanted to recommend, and if it looks like that is the case, then I'll move on to produce a little bit more details to each of them. And I was planning for the Toronto session to spend a little bit more time on fleshing them out. So, Jane, I wonder if you could get on still, or if not, we'll continue to move on. Okay. In that case, Natalie, I wonder if you have information on whether we have confirmation on when our working session is going to be in Toronto.
No, I haven't got that confirmation yet. The minute it comes through, I'll send an email to those.
Okay. Thank you. And so in terms of Toronto, I guess the usually we get a lot better participation in face-to-face meetings. We have a pretty good gathering every time. So I was hoping to spend most of the time talking about these four recommendations and fleshing them out. Before Toronto, I plan to at least send out a next version of the draft that would include some details. We'll update B as discussed as well earlier. So this is the bulk of the discussion planned for Toronto. We'll also try to get Dennis from the VIP team to give us a little bit of update on the work there, and also we'll try to invite Patrick to follow up on the single character NTLD issue as well. I know it is not in the first round of new GTLDs, obviously, but I think that is still an issue that we would like to follow up on and see if there is any movement. The SSAC put out the document saying that a few additional work items need to be completed before its implementation into the root. I guess we'd I'd like to invite them to see if there's any to talk about to see if any progress has been made. So I was hoping that those two updates will probably be relatively short, and then we can spend probably 40 minutes or so on the universal acceptance item. So that's the plan for Toronto. Any thoughts, ideas, or things? Yep, Jonathan?
Well, I say it looks good, Edmund.
Okay, thank you. With that, I guess that comes to the end of the meeting. And unless there are any other items you want to bring up, we have talked quite a bit about these four items in the past already, so I don't think we need to go back one by one at this point. We'll use that face-to-face time in Toronto to do that. So unless there are any other items, perhaps we can close early. Jane, I wonder if we have you on the call back.
Jane's line just dropped, and we're dialing out to her right now.
Okay,
just
so I guess we'll wait for her for a bit. Oh, well.
I'll let you know if the operator manages to get hold of her or not.
Thank you.
Jane, can you hear us properly?
Yes, I'm back. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, Jane. Yes. Good to have you back.
Yeah,
I was
seems
wondering...
I've got some problem.
No worries. So so we were just... before we wrap up, I guess we'd like to get a sense whether you think the four recommendations encapsulate what we wanted to recommend, basically.
Yes, I actually agree. And also, I heard what Jonathan's suggestion. I think, you know, it's a good approach.
Okay. And I don't know whether you missed the part. I think in Toronto, the part of the plan, I think we'll spend most of the time on fleshing these four recommendations out. And we'll spend a little bit of time in the beginning. We'll invite Dennis to give an update on the VIP work. And we'll also try to invite Patrick Bolstrom to give any to see if there is any progress on the single character IDM TLD issue.
Okay, that sounds good. Actually, I did miss that part. So do we have the date yet for the meeting in Toronto?
Natalie says she doesn't have the have that information yet, but she'll send along the information once that's confirmed.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
And also, actually, also, may I ask one more question? Because at the beginning, you did give an update from VIP. You did mention a meeting in LA, in ICANN office. When did that happen? Sorry, I missed that.
That happened. Last week.
Okay.
I forgot whether it was Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday.
So you were there, had a meeting with VIP.
Yes, it was about a group of about 20 people.
Okay.
including consultants from ICANN consultants and ICANN staff, and some from the community members.
Okay.
Daniel, who's on the call here, I think, Daniel, you were also there, and if you wanted to add anything.
Yes, I was on the meeting, but I think you described it well so far. So nothing to add at this point.
Okay, thank you. So I guess with that, we come to the end of the what I've prepared for the meeting. I don't hear any further items for this meeting. Given that, I guess we'll use the mailing list between now and Toronto to further prepare, and I'll see everyone in Toronto. And if you won't be in Toronto, I'll see you online on the phone call.
Thank you, Edmund.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Tonya. You may now stop the